Of Investing, member SIPC.
It's time now this morning here on KJN for Leash on Life, a check on what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier joining us here this morning as always to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. It's always nice to be here.
All right. Well, we've got, at least one animal up for adoption, it sounds like, here at the shelter currently.
That's right. You know, I have to thank KJAN and all of the listeners and all the community members for being so supportive. The fact that we only have one adoptable animal, at least at this moment, is very good news. And that also means that Smiley the dog found a home.
Great.
what we have right now is a spayed female. She's got Siamese markings, but she's long-haired. Crystal blue eyes. She's very, very dignified, but very friendly also. She's an adult. She's got plenty of snuggling years left ahead of her and just a really sweet personality. So if you've been looking for a snuggler, this one is for you.
All right, so good opportunity there. And as we always talk about with the animals that you can adopt at the shelter, the cost is going to be very minimal for you there as well, and especially in this situation with the animal already being fixed.
Absolutely. $10. $10. You can give her a new home and you can gain a new buddy for years to come.
So. Yeah, it's a great deal there. And I guess you've also got some other things going on at the shelter, and we've talked about in the past, too, how you're trying to make things easier for folks to be able to adopt pets with the ability to have some cardboard carriers there for folks if they need that. And you try to do as much as you can to accommodate them when they come into the shelter.
You bet. We have just a phenomenal shelter staff. I really have to give a shout out right now to Mindy. She's one of the animal whisperers, as I like to think of her. We have a mama and three kittens that are there right now. They're not available for adoption yet, but keep listening. They will be in the weeks to come. And we also had three very tiny kittens that came in on their own. And Mindy's been taking care of them. She takes them home. She hand raises them and hand feeds them to get them ready so they'll be great pets. But this is the kind of action that the staff at the shelter does to make sure that it's really a service to the community and to the animals. So we do our very best to do the very best that we can for the animals and for the people of the community.
Yeah, that's great. Sometimes I guess you don't think about and realize maybe the extra effort that has to go into being involved in them sometimes, especially when you have those young animals that need to be taken care of a little bit more before folks can have that opportunity to adopt. So we do appreciate that. If folks are going to go to the shelter and check out the one adoptable animal right now and see what's going on, where do they need to go?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town with the wastewater treatment plant.
All right, and their hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 8 to noon.
All right, and I know if folks have questions, they can always call at 243-2287, and there also are some resources if folks want to browse around on the web as well.
Yeah, that's right. You can go to Facebook, to the Atlantic Animal Shelter page. You can go to petfinder.com. And we also now have an email address. If you want to send an email, our email address is animalshelter@atlwwtp.org. That sounds confusing, but it's animalshelter@ Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant.org.
Oh, okay. All right. Easy enough. So hopefully folks can take advantage of that as well if they need to go that route. So lots of different ways to connect with the shelter, and we appreciate you taking the time as well, Andrea, this morning to let us know what's going on.
Absolutely, and make sure when you go see the animals, you tell them you heard about them on KJAN.
All right, thanks a lot, Andrea. Look forward to talking to you again next week. That's going to do it for Leash on Life here this morning, and what's going on there at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane here in Atlantic.